Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Walter! I know this is all about love, Pat. Oh, I'm not totally resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing new beginning. And I'm seeing a job really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-olds.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not, it's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business in the situation of what it is, remain objective, and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow up for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
get no way!
I did!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Raise Your Vibration Online Broadcast. I'm your host, Adam from Adam. I'm glad to be back on the airwaves. We've been off for a few weeks handling business that the grown folks have to handle in this real world here on down here on Earth, and y'all know how it is. But I'm happy to be back on the airwaves, and I'm excited to share my Thursday night with you as you share your Thursday night with us as we bring you content and information that helps raise your vibration as well as readings and intuitive insight from spirit and from the higher wisdom that's available to us all as we give you light and progress for your journey. I'm happy to be joined live and on the air by one of my favorite personalities, friends, and spiritual mothers and soul sidekicks here on this earth, Patsy Aguero, calling and joining us live from Florida. Good evening, Patsy.
Good evening, Adam. How are you?
Patsy, if I got any better, I would have to become a twin to share all of this that I'm feeling inside of me.
Oh, how was your week?
Well, Patsy, I had an interesting week. You know, life is full of challenges and lessons that help us grow and evolve, but I had an amazing some amazing news today, Patsy. I was all week long I have been thinking about finishing a degree that I started. And I knew that I was close. And the last time, about a year ago, or maybe not even a year ago, maybe 6 months ago, I checked in with an academic advisor at this university, and they told me that I had maybe 5 or 6 classes, but at least 5 classes. That I need to complete it. So I said, okay, that's not bad. 5 classes isn't bad. I could do those in maybe a semester or two. And so today I wanted to follow up to get, you know, some more information about that. And the advisor told me, Patsy, that believe it or not, that the school switched curriculum and that they changed the requirements and that now I would only need 1 class to finish my degree.
Oh, my God. What a blessing.
And that class is will be available this upcoming semester, and I am going to plan on enrolling. And, Patsy, I'll be finishing my degree, something that you've encouraged me to do since I've met you. That was just some amazing, magical news today. So I was quite excited about that magic.
Well, I already see myself in my dress up there in Atlanta at that graduation ceremony.
I know it. I know it. And Patsy, I have been thinking about it all week. And our dear friend Yango that we have in common here in Atlanta, I was interacting with her. And as she kept feeling, she was getting an intuitive hit that I should contact my school. And I kept saying, well, I've already contacted. She says, I feel like you should call them again. She just kept saying.
Wow.
And I said, well, you know what? I'll call them tomorrow. And, man, was she right on point. So it pays to have intuitive people are in your circle.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
So that's
wow.
the magic for me this week. What about your magical week?
Well, I'm impressed. Well, my magical week is, on the downside, you know, what's been happening in the world and right here in Orlando, which is 90 miles away from me, was really tragic, and it was really hard the last 2 weeks. And being psychic, I'm real susceptible to all those feelings and things come up for me, and it kind of bogs me down. But I have to remember that everything is in divine order, and it's the way it's supposed to be. And thinking about in tragedies and stuff, there's Adam, I'm getting some feedback from you, hon. Can you hear me? Did I lose you? Okay, folks, I'm going to keep talking, and hopefully Adam will come back to us.
Okay, I'm back, Pastor. I had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, I'm getting some feedback from you.
Okay.
Anyway,
how about now? Is everything clear now, Pastor?
Yeah, it's clear. Thank you. So, having all these negative feelings about things that are going on and everything, and I thought about the Mothers Against Drunk Driving. It's like, how can we as one person do something when you hear about all these things that are happening in the Middle East and in the world and in our country, and then all this fear that is stirred up with what's going on and all the campaigning? And, you know, it's just watching the news makes me want to crawl in the hole and pull the covers over my head. So and that Mothers Against Drunk Driving started with just a few people, like a grassroots campaign, and it's turned into the most powerful group that we have that can change legislature and things like that. And so I was thinking how we could talk to our listeners tonight and how we could share this with other people. Can we do that help other people? We give ourselves away. And I've read this book. It's called When Things Fall Apart. And it's a book by Pema Chodron, which is a Buddhist priestess. And, you know, it talked about that the first thing we have to do is we have to start being compassionate with ourselves, okay? It starts with just being willing to feel what you're going through, not burying it, you know. Feel that you're sad or feel that you're angry. Just know that that's what's going on. And that, you know, sometimes when we feel like we're not even worthy of being on this planet, you know, you know, it's real important to go and start meditating, to be real mindful of what it feels like to be uncomfortable and what it feels like to be in pain. And it's real important that we stay awake, okay? And stay awake and open to what we're feeling so we can recognize what we need to do in every single moment. Because when you stay in that moment, that's when the things start to change. And the whole point of being a Buddhist in many, many churches, organized religions and things preach the same kind of things. They talk about being compassionate and being there for other people, being able to speak and communicate with other people, you know, without making ourselves seem right. And, you know, it's happened to me in the last few weeks. I had to look at myself and say, would I rather be right or would I rather be happy? Of course, I would rather be right, but it's not going to make me happy. So I had to really look at some things like that, and I had to practice a lot of forgiveness. And so I was thinking today about, you know, we need to learn how to open up more and not shut down more, just open up more and practice with other people and start celebrating those aspects of our lives that we thought were so impossible before. Then when you start to shift, your whole life starts to change. Let's say if you wrote a note of forgiveness to somebody, or you had to be right, but you were willing to say, well, you know what, it's a different way to look at it, you know, and you didn't have to, you know, ball up your fist and say, damn it, I'm never going to speak to them again, or hold a grudge. And you open up your hand and you say, you know, that's their opinion. Or this is doesn't have to be a right or a wrong way. And when we start to do that, we'll start to soften, and then we'll be able to hear what people are saying and get in touch with other people. And then our protective shells start to melt, you know. And there's areas of our lives that are just more workable. We learn to have compassion for ourselves and the people in our circle, and then the circle gets wider and wider. So just thinking about that, it's just like a little pond, you know, you throw a little rock in and it ripples out. You do an act of kindness, and you're living in the greatest place in the world to practice, in traffic in Atlanta. So just think about it.
Right.
And one of the things I noticed about when I was in Atlanta, people aren't really kind when they're driving. They don't like let people in. You know, I noticed that quite a bit. So I could say the hell with everybody, then I'm not going to do it. But no, when I was in Atlanta, I even let double the people in. I was kinder. Now, whether they accepted it or thought I was a chump or whatever, it made me feel better that I kept giving it away. You know, so if everybody has that attitude, like I'm going to try to move over in a lane and let somebody pass through. And if somebody cuts me off, I'm not going to chase them down and flip them off. You know, it is what it is. And as we start doing that with different people, we're going to see our circle is going to get bigger and bigger. And it doesn't have to be only in traffic. I mean, I'm talking about turning up the love. Okay. And you could exchange just a wave or a smile to somebody. Or what if you wrote a little anonymous message about somebody on a sticky note at a restaurant and just said, "You looked really great today. I loved your smile," you know, or something. Not creepy, but something just genuine. And it makes them feel good, and in turn it makes us feel good. So how can we start, you know, there's a lot of global movements about kindness. You can look it up on the internet. They're called radical acts of love that churches go and surprise people with gifts, you know. They call it love bombs. They go to strangers and give them presents, you know, like food or something like that. So maybe we can talk to our listeners tonight about what can they do to turn up the love, and if they haven't been doing it, what do they think could be in their realm of possibility of doing something like that? Even you, Adam, what can you do? Because I know you're very generous and you're very loving. But I think we all have room for improvement. And I'm going to say for myself, I may not say some negative things about somebody, but I thank them. And even thinking is not good, you know. So to try not, because, you know, when you see somebody and if they don't like you or something, you can pick up on it right away without them having to say it. So I'm going to try to, this week, if I find, catch myself wanting to go down that negative road about somebody, I'm going to try to think about something positive about them, or what is the lesson that I'm supposed to learn here? They're giving me the gift of the lesson, and try to turn it around and see how that works. So that's my commitment for this week. So maybe we can talk about to our listeners and see what they can commit to this week, or what ways are they already practicing kindness, and what ways are you practicing kindness, Adam?
Well, Pastor, you know what? I think those are great questions, but I'm also curious. I'm curious to find out how have we received kindness. That could be another aspect, because that could give ideas to other people on how they can show kindness. I immediately think about a month ago, I was doing an event, a psychic event, and I had just blurted out loud or to somebody I was thirsty. And I was like, I needed something to drink. And I was like, I was like, I should have got my water. Well, and then somebody started talking about some coconut water. And I said, you know what, that's what I really need, some coconut water. Anyway, the time went by. I got to talking in my reading. By the time I looked up, there was a large bottle of coconut water, brand new, right by my foot. I didn't even know who brought it to me. And later I found out it was just somebody that was randomly listening to my conversation, but when they left, they decided, I'm going to stop by the store and get that young man a bottle of coconut water. And Patsy, that touched my heart so deeply. And so it's little things like that that can really make our day. Just little things. You hear somebody say something and you give them a little gesture, a kind act, and it can just it shifted my entire energy for probably the whole weekend. The more I thought about it and meditated on how kind that was of them.
Wow.
And I want to start doing things like that. If I hear somebody in need, if I hear somebody, I want to anticipate, well, what could I do right now to help relieve them or whatever, you know, could bring them more of relieve them in that situation, in that moment. And so I want to commit to that. I want to commit to being able to hear what a person needs that in that moment I can offer assistance to or make them relieve a burden. So, Patsy, if you're ready, let's go to the phone lines. Or do you have an act of kindness that you would like to share that you can think of that really touched you within the last year or show? Some small act of kindness that went a big way?
Well, all I can say is, Adam, people do it to me all the time. I receive a lot of acts of kindness. And I really don't know how to receive it. And that has to do, I'm glad you mentioned that, that has to do with my worthiness, if I feel worthy of receiving it, you know? And so I have to practice that. And I have to practice saying, and I've heard people in Atlanta say this, and I didn't hear it here. When somebody says, oh, your dress looks real nice or something, they'll say, thank you. I receive that. And I love that statement that says, I receive that, meaning I hear you. Because people want to be heard. You know, and thanked or whatever, but just I receive it, meaning I receive your blessing to me. Thank you so much. So I think this is a good topic, and I bet you we're going to get some really good ideas from people.
All right, well, let's jump on the line. Our first caller tonight, the last four digits are 0516. Call the last four digits 0516. You're live on the air. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. It's Yvette from California.
Hi, can you say your first name again?
Yvette from California.
Hi, Yvette. How are you?
Okay, good. Always love to hear you guys.
What's that? Yeah. Hold on a minute. I think I'm a speaker. Go ahead now. I'm sorry.
I always enjoy talking to you guys.
Oh, thanks. So what did you know we were talking about how we can, you know, open up our heart and maybe share with other people? What sort of ideas do you have or things that you might practice?
There's a lot of things I practice. I think most important is not losing your cool. It's one of those things you can be mindful of when you're in the interim of a heavy conversation or confrontation with someone. I just kind of stay in your own lane, okay, staying calm, being peaceful. Not engaging in the drama so that kind of don't give them what they want. Just, I mean, that's for me keeping the peace, keeping it graceful, keeping it, you know. And also, I mean, there's these other ways of extending your kindness to other people as well, like sharing your heart, sharing your energy, sharing your space, sharing your connection. You don't have to buy anyone anything. It's just your intention of how you share your time with someone, or how you listen to someone, or just being present.
I think that's so powerful, just what you said, how you listen to someone.
Right.
So, sweetie, do you want me to see what's coming up for you tonight?
Hallelujah.
Okay. Well, you know, I use several different means of pulling up my intuitive readings for people. And this particular card that I pulled up for you is, you know, the yin and the yang are the opposites, and the creative is the yang, you know, and the yin is the complement to that, which is the female complement. And this particular card is all about you being receptive, okay? Mm-hmm. You backing off and you being receptive to things, all right? And Adam, I'm going to ask you to mute your mic right now. I can hear him just shuffling those cards.
I love it. Thank you.
I know it. He's wonderful. Anyway, so in contrast with the dragon, which is the real powerful, you know, the creative thing, the earth symbols are like the cow, you know, and the earth and being real receptive, being real fertile. So this is a time for you right now to really fine tune what we were kind of talking about, fine tune, just standing a little bit away and kind of listening and watching. This is not the time for you to push. No matter how strong you feel about some idea stuff, steer away from getting like real pushy and getting in there. This is a time for you to go into a really finite absorbing kind of period. Okay. That it's almost like going into the dark space, you know, like the dark space, you know, sustains all matter. And this is what I'm asking you to do. Go into the dark space and look at your power of intuition. Okay, because I know you're real intuitive, and that's going to be your wise way of going. So just backing off right now and just being the blank slate, okay, because stuff is coming up for you really fast, and you're going to be humbled by it. So you don't want to be in any kind of space that you're like too fired up that you won't see it. The other thing is I pulled a whole hand of cards for you, and a lot of it has to do with financial for about your home, about you receiving money. Are you in a position now that you're going to get some kind of raise or some kind of checks that were kind of unexpected?
I'm not quite sure. I'm not really working right now. I have a part-time gig, but it's not significant enough. Something's going to have to cut. I mean, I'm going to have to make something happen soon.
Yeah, well, you're right on the brink of all this. Totally.
Okay.
I see you signing some kind of contract that's going to have for you to make some kind of money. But two cards here are telling me to tell you you've got to get your ducks in a row. So maybe that's what that other card meant about you being receptive. So now's the time to just watch, do the footwork. And what the whole outcome of this reading is your higher power right now needs to be alone with you. So there again, that's that meditative time. If you're feeling a little bit cut off from people, it's because your God needs to be with you right now.
That's
so this is a really good time for you. It's almost makes me want to tear up. It's almost a real holy time for you. So it's just step into it, you know.
Wow, you're amazing, yes.
Thank you. All right, Adam, what do you see, honey?
Well, what I'm seeing is very similar to what Patsy is talking about, but it looks like it's a lot about career opportunities and just stuff that's coming up. I'm sorry, I was being distracted. So can y'all hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what I was picking up, Yvette, is that there may be some consideration of you going back to a former position, former work, a partnership with somebody that you don't want to do. I would encourage you to try to hold out from that and trust as long as you can.
Okay. That's what I have
don't
to do.
Don't go back.
Huh? I've been freaking holding on, man.
Yeah. I feel like that's where Patsy's getting that emotional from. Because you're going to find out that it was worth you not going back, but worth you holding out. I just feel like something beautiful is going to happen if you can just hold on, just hold on a little bit longer. I feel like it's going to be you're going to get what you've been holding on. If you don't, but don't. I feel like going back is just not. It may feel like, well, I better go back because I can't take it anymore. But it just will not give you the sense of success and completion that you need with progress in your life. That makes sense to you, Yvette?
Yeah. I mean, it's so funny because I think we're human beings being, you know, an income to live, but, you know, it's kind of like the whole what you just said. Like, I don't want to go backwards. I want to keep going forwards, whatever that is. I know God has a better plan than I do. So I'm holding on to the faith and the truth and all the meditation, all the divine stuff I've been asking and channeling and just wanted to be the vessel, so what I need to do with this?
Stay in that space. Stay in that space and expect something new. Expect a new possibility. Expect something to come from a place you haven't looked before. But something is coming, Yvette. Just like Patsy saw it, I saw it too.
Okay. I, wow. I received that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, God bless you, Yvette. Keep us posted, and looking forward to hearing an update. Thank you for sharing your Thursday night with us. And stay positive
thank
with your
so
positive acts of kindness. You're very welcome. All right, let's go to our next caller, and the last four digits are 2230. Call to the last four digits, 2230. You're live on the air. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, Sharon. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, wonderful. Just anything you can pick up for me, any changes or anything you see for me.
Well, I'll tell you what I see for you, and I see it clear as day. It's about you, some kind of outer beauty is going to start reflecting your inner beauty, okay? So this is a real strong time, period of time for you to practice grace, okay?
Okay.
And to really, really, I don't know if you're a nature person, but this card that I just pulled is all about let Mother Nature be your guide in the way nature does things. It doesn't force anything.
Okay.
It comes in a natural cycle. But I want you to really, really open your eyes and start looking at the physical right now. Okay? Look at a flower.
Okay.
But really look at the flower. Look at, you know, how the clouds move. Start looking around you. And what's going to happen in your mind, it's going to tap into that beauty that's inside of you already. Okay? So I'm not talking about buying any fancy clothes or hairdo or whatever. Yeah, right. So I'm talking about, you know, charisma and self-expression and stuff. So that is what I see in this one deck for you. And I'm going to pull some other cards right now. It came up pretty fast for me. And I'm going to see what's happening in the other areas of your life. Is there something that you're kind of full of some kind of a, not necessarily a crossroads, but something that you're kind of hung up with that you got to get some kind of answer?
Kind of,
like some kind of major decision?
Uh-huh.
Because this is telling me.
It could
that,
be coming
that,
up.
Okay, well, I just want to tell you this. Number one, I don't know how old you are, but your insides and your outsides are coming together now. You know, your masculine and your feminine are really starting to balance, and a lot of strength is going to come out of that for you. Okay, but the center of all this is the Death card, which is total transformation. Okay, and in that transformation, the stuff has to die before it awakens. So I hate to say it, you know what's going to hit the fan, and it's going to be good. Because also you got another spiritual card. You got three, one, two, three, four spiritual, one, two, three, wait, one, two, three, four spiritual cards, which is pretty powerful. It's more than half of the cards that I drew. And just like you can't see the stars all day, they're still there no matter what. So what it's telling me is the stars are shining all around you. You just aren't seeing them. So if you take a step back and kind of watch, this dilemma is going to come, it's going to erupt, okay? Is this something to do with some kind of financial thing?
Work.
As far
yes.
as opposed to a love, romance, anything. Yeah, I see that it's going to shift for you, but it's going to shift for the better, much
That's
better.
Right.
It's yeah.
Yes.
Are you planning on leaving or
changing? Yes.
Yeah. So I say go for it. It looks like it's real positive what's going to happen. At first, you're going to do it, and you're going to get kind of buyer's remorse and say, I don't know if I can do that. You can do it. You just need to step into it and wear it, and all the universe is going to be coming, you know, around you to support this action right now. But it looks real good. All these cards are, my eyes are just bouncing, and everything is confirming everything I just told you. So let's see what Adam has about
soon.
That.
Yeah, okay.
It looks real. It's real soon. It's real soon.
Thank you. Okay.
I mean, I would say in less than a month.
Okay,
Adam.
Yes, hi, Adam. I love you.
I'm definitely seeing you in the middle of presented with options. I don't know if I would say you have to make a decision, but I'm definitely seeing you being showered lots of options to consider. Or at least I'm feeling your energy and watching you consider a lot of options. And trying to figure out what to take or what to do. I will encourage you to make sure that you are choosing to align with your heart desire, your heart true desire, and surrender to who you are and making sure that whatever you're choosing is all aligned. Because I do feel like something is going to be coming to you and trying to offer you something, but it may not. I'm feeling like the first offer, the first option may not be aligned with your whole being. And you're at that place where Patsy said that you cannot, it won't be healthy for you and wise for you to align yourself something that's not completely aligned with who you are inwardly and outwardly. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And so make sure that you're making your decisions based on aligning yourself with the right thing, whether it's a relationship or a job or whatever the opportunity is, because there's a risk that you could align yourself in something that could make you feel stuck. But at the same time, you don't want to be afraid. You don't want to let fear paralyze you or inhibit you, but you want to have the courage to say, okay, I'll take this out, try this out. If it doesn't fit right for me, I'm going to take it back off and walk away from it.
Okay, I got it.
You got it, my friend?
I do.
All right. Okay, Michelle.
Thank you.
I mean, you're welcome. Thank you for sharing your Thursday with us. All the best with everything. Keep us posted.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You do the same.
Thank you.
All right, our next caller, the last four digits are 4238. Caller, the last four digits, 438. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, it's Jasmine. I'm in Atlanta.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. I kind of had a rough week, so I'm just kind of taking tonight to relax.
Yeah. Well, that's really good that you're recognizing that and then you're doing something about it rather than just trying to keep on going, you know. Sometimes when you're driving really far in a car and you feel like you need to sleep, what you need to do is sleep rather than, you know, keep pushing yourself, you know. And a lot of people say, well, I'm just going to stop and rest. No, you need to sleep. So Jasmine, is there anything that you're like, you know, can give us some ideas that maybe some random acts of kindness that you do, or what can you do to pay it forward, or, you know, I don't know if you've heard us talking before.
I always like to look out for other people, even people I don't know. Like if I happen to see somebody who looks like they're having a rough time or, you know, they're having a bad day, like it could be like the cashier at the grocery store, and I'll just, you know, if I notice that they're kind of down and out, I'll just say, you know, your day will get better, and, you know, just tell them to be blessed. So I kind of, you know, I just like to kind of brighten everyone's day, really.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I'm hoping to see you when I'm up in Atlanta a few weeks, and we'll brighten each other's day. All right, I'm looking at some cards here. Very interesting. What I'm looking at here, and according to the cards, you've got a really, really, really good hand in these cards. And the cards itself are telling me this is like a really new beginning for you. There's something. But here's the big but. Everybody's got a big but. The big but is thing needs to be treated as though it were the wings of a butterfly. Okay? So what I'm asking you to do right now is be very, very gentle with yourself, with other people, but most of all with yourself, okay, being true to yourself, all right? It seems to me like you need to get your equilibrium restored as soon as possible because you cannot have one more thing dumped in your plate. You can't afford a demanding project or you're no more fast lane right now. You really have to back off, okay?
Yeah.
And even though it seems like, you know, being silent and subtle is going to be boring, it's going to keep you from just flooring that pedal and emptying your gas tank. And I think you're almost running on fumes now, so you need to really back off.
Okay.
I'm going to suggest, this is my suggestion, you do a little mini vacation for yourself, and that you, whether you go spend a few hours somewhere. I mean, even if you just go to a movie that you like to watch and you're in the dark eating popcorn or something good for yourself, or if you know of a public pool or somebody's pool, or if you have a pool, that you just go float for a while or someplace that you're going to get a little mini spa for yourself, because it's really time for you to do that, because the journey is about to begin and it's beautiful. And the journey has a lot of money in it, a lot of success, and love, love, love. It looks like there's some emotional stuff about you meeting somebody that's going to be really powerful, and it's going to make a big change in your life. And I'm talking about within the next 90 days. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Are you in a relationship now?
I'm actually going through a divorce. So.
Well, I think you're going to meet somebody in the middle of this whole thing, okay? So I'm not saying you have to.
I already have, so I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say you don't have to act on it because you need to complete what you already started, you know, with your divorce. But I already think that there's this cushion of somebody that's very loving and caring that's going to be around you. And it's going to soften the blow of this divorce for you.
Okay.
But
it makes
it's
so
a
much
new
sense.
Beginning. So I don't want you to think about you're walking away from something. Think about yourself as walking towards something.
Okay.
And there again, just like I told the person before you, nature's going to be your friend. So it's time for you to be real loving and gentle and fragile with yourself, because you're in a real fragile space right now.
Yeah, I
am.
You
got it?
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, I'll see you in a few weeks, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Adam?
Well, hey, Jasmine, how you feeling tonight?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
Well, hang on. I'm great. Jasmine, I'm picking up something about school or education or learning. Did you recently decide to start a program or quit a program or do something else that I feel like you're undecided about that you may wanted to do but hadn't resolved or committed to it? But I feel like if it's some course program that you may be in the middle of trying to decide what to do about it or how to go about it, or if it's for you coming up in this reading, that it is definitely for you and it's definitely something that you want to put energy and focus on completing and finishing.
It's two different things, actually. I had signed up for a interior design course a few months ago, but you know, with everything going on with this divorce and, like, my transition, I haven't had time to really get into it. And I started a new job, too, at a spa, and I have been kind of tinkering with the idea of becoming dually licensed as a massage therapist. I'm already a skincare therapist.
Well, one of them is coming up as something that you definitely want to act on now. And I could pull more insight and figure out which one it is. And I definitely feel like it actually could be both. But the massage therapist will definitely be something that I feel like will probably give you an extra tool in your ultimate vision as you move forward.
Okay. The only thing that's kind of holding me back from it is the fact that I've been kind of working with a Navy recruiter trying to see what's going on with that, so I don't really want to start anything just yet until I know for sure.
Okay. Well, just know that it came up in the reading as an important feature of things that you want to continue to move forward and work on.
Okay.
As far as helping you move forward with your success, your vision, and bettering yourself.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely something I want to do. I just don't know when.
Okay. Awesome. All right, Jasmine, thank you for sharing your Thursday night with us, and we look forward to hearing about your progress.
Thank you so much, Adam. Thank you, Patsy.
You're great.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Have a great evening.
You too.
All right. Our next caller, last four digits are 7937. Caller, last four digits 937. You're live on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Justin.
All right, call the last four digits 7937. You're live and going to hear. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up? You already know me. This city booming in the mix.
Hey, what's going on, Justin? How you feeling, brother?
Hey, man, feeling good. Feeling good. Just got done in the studio. Just out here working, you know, trying to get everything rolling with this momentum.
Brother, I know you making it happen, man. It's good to hear your voice, man. I haven't seen you in a while or heard from you.
Yeah, I know.
But
yeah,
I know lots of positive things happening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, lots of things. I've been out here. I just got done with an event helping Little Five Acts Alive out there, Little Five Points, you know, getting there. We pretty much had an impromptu street studio built up literally in the middle of the, you know, the plaza right there, and I was just capturing and tracking all of the artists and musicians and all that came down there, and I was actually working on the mix and putting together the tracks today, you know, because we're going to submit it up to the competition, so we'll see how it all turns out. But I got to get to everybody.
All right, Justin, it sounds pretty awesome to me. It's interesting that you came up with that, because I was going to say this reading is going to be really fast, because what I pulled for you is greatness is all around you right now, okay? And it's real expansive, all right? It's real powerful and real positively charged, but it's also negatively charged too, because when you start to get high like you're getting high now with these things around you, there's going to be people that are want to resonate on that energy and are going to be a little bit jealous or petty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a time for you to remember that you have to stay in your own self-respect and stay in your own character and your own dignity, all right? Because
right.
That's going to be the test you're being put through, because, you know, there'll be a tendency to want to get a little greedy or narcissistic, because you're going to get some really powerful good stuff going on for you. So I'm glad you told me what you just told me. So you're walking the walk now, okay? So just kind of remember that you're in a powerful position to weigh things a lot so you can keep it balanced, all right? And you're setting those wheels in motion right now that can be great for everybody. And I do want to tell you that what you're about to do is going to touch a lot of people's lives, all right? And I don't know if it's your music or what, because I don't know you, but I'm just telling you what's coming up for me of just your energy that you're giving off. But I'm going to warn you, there's somebody around you that is in an addictive situation, and you have to be very careful. Now, I don't know if it's in drugs or alcohol or something, but somebody that is going to be a negative thing in your sphere. So just know that you cannot save them. You can't do anything but point them towards some kind of program like Alcoholics Anonymous or something like that, that it's not in your power to do that, because you're going to have to keep your own dignity for you to be able to endure in this. And I think you're going to do really, really good. So do not compromise your own integrity. Don't become petty or small-minded just because other people are, because the wheels have already been set in motion. So you're on the path. So stay on it. I wish you the best of luck, Justin.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, honey. How about you, Adam?
Patsy, I'm seeing the same thing. I'm definitely more so I'm seeing the interpersonal dynamics that's being stirred up around you, Justin, dealing with intimate relationships, dealing with a lot of pettiness. You got the Five of Swords, and then you got Five of Swords, and you got Five of Wands. Both of those cards indicate interpersonal conflict and some little bit of drama. Some of it is on an intimate level, relationship with some women, and some of it is just on team building of people in your circle. But I would encourage you, like Patsy said, to decide now to be the bigger soul, to be the bigger person. Don't feed anything. Don't get caught in ego battles, tit for tat. But be a person of integrity. Be a person of authenticity. And communicate what needs to be communicated to everybody. and continue to keep the truth being told as you move forward with your vision of what you're trying to do. But I do feel like there's going to be, there is some negativity from a relationship point of view that's going to try to come in and throw some shade on the light that you're trying to shine right now. But your ability to tell the truth, be supportive as you can to everybody, but not engaging in the drama, not engaging in the pettiness, is going to allow you to transition smoothly right through it, almost like you won't even be touched by it. Matter of fact, everybody's going to come off better and better as a result of it. You just, but it's something that's just got, you've got to kind of lead and go through this. Mm-hmm. You may already know what it is.
It's kind of like two directions I'm thinking about. Because I'm 29 years literally when I be down with this whole situation. So that's the negative energy. I'm not sure it's that one. I don't even think it's that one. I think what it is, like you said, when I turn on, that the light shine, that's when it's really going to start getting going. And all that other focus is going to kick back on. But I got a strategy for it. Like, that's why I'm hanging around with you, and that's why I'm coming on, because I need somebody that got this insight. I'm going to literally have a team around me that can pick up on this, because I'm going to be focused on my effort, like you said, touching other people that are down, trying so I can bring them up with me as best as I can. So long as I'm not
as bad as you can. Absolutely. Well, it looks like you're going to move right through it. You're going to be able to do it. This is more so just a heads up that it's got to be done and that it's going to happen. But you're going to have the strategy and everything in place to smooth get right through it easy. So I definitely encourage you to just continue to keep the strategy, whatever you're doing, keep moving forward, because you got a work to do.
All right, my man. One more before I close out. The thing, and this goes back to our topic that you had earlier. The thing that I do to, I guess, put light out, to pass light out to others, is always use positive affirmations on social media or just find positive content to reach out to other people to get them to see that, you know, what you speak is what becomes. So if you always got negative, and it's key. Social media is key. A lot of people don't understand this. If you got negative people in your friends list and they post negative things, that negative energy that you may see on the post can automatically come off into you and carry out with you the entire day. A lot of people don't see it or even aware. One post that you see in the morning time can dictate and carry energy the whole day for you.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, brother. You're absolutely right. People do need to be more aware of what they're allowing their eyes to rest on. And more of us should take more responsibility with sending positive energy, positive light through this social media now. And I do appreciate your post. Yeah, that's a great way to do an act of kindness and spread change. All right, my man. Well, thank you again, bro, for sharing your Thursday night list, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you in person, man, and we can build.
You know it, no doubt. No doubt. It's on.
All right, brother. All right, my man. Have a great week.
Take it easy. Mm-hmm.
All right. Our next caller for tonight, our last four digits are 2334. Caller with the last four digits, 2334. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Lisa, and I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hi, Lisa. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you guys?
We're great. Great. We're having a great program tonight. People are coming up with some great things. What kind of random acts of kindness do you do, or how do you honor other people?
Oh, well, that's an interesting question. I just found you guys online. Let's see. Over the past few years, I've jumped out of the country and volunteered in Mexico for 4 months, feeding some children. And then I was down in Brazil at the Casa de Dom Ignacio with John of God for about 6 months with the Buddhist.
Oh, my God.
So you know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. And you must be flying right now.
Wonderful place. We'll talk about a place to raise your vibration. You know, when I saw your program and I saw Raise Your Vibration, I figured I should tell you guys, as I'm looking at and tuning into your energy, how amazing you guys are. So I appreciate the fact that you're doing this for everyone else.
Wow. Adam, I'm going to have you mute your microphone, hon. My friend
okay.
Adam, he just gets very excited about shuffling his cards. Well, I'm going to talk to you. What's that?
I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, it's Adam shuffling. And I just want to talk to you. You're in a major pregnancy period right now, okay? And
mm-hmm.
And it's all about things are ready to be born, you know, start coming out of you. But the timing is not ripe right now, okay? So this is a little bit of a waiting period. And you just absorbed a lot of information where you were, okay? And I think that place where you were is a pretty strong spiritual vortex. And I hope that you received that while you were there.
Oh, I had some pretty amazing things happen while I was there. I don't know if your viewers could even relate to some of the stuff that I was going through. Do you want me to share? I'll be more than happy to share with you. It was blow your mind kind of stuff.
Well, I can't do it on the air, but it sounds like it would be amazing things that have happened, and I hope that they're changing you, you know.
Yeah, I think so. Everything is every experience is a gift, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, what I'm pulling up for you is right now is there's some really, it's just what you're saying, that there appears maybe not so much on the surface. There's a lot of deeper stuff that's going on that's starting to unfold in you. So it's real important that you stay centered and calm. And, you know, I wish that I could meet you in person because I would love to talk with you about this or you can email me. My email is artistpsychic@gmail.com. And give me your phone number, or I email you my phone number. Maybe you can share that with me after the program, or maybe tomorrow or something like that would be awesome.
Sounds great.
Willing to do that. Anyway, the kind of progress that's taking place right now is totally, totally invisible, okay? But it's being guided by a power greater than yourself, and you probably already know that. So it's a really big gift, and you've already alluded to that, that's coming toward you. And so while you're waiting, you're going to have to stay really positive. But more than positive, you're going to have to really, I don't know what your eating habits are like or anything, but it's real important that you get as healthy as you can right now. Because you're going to be given a lot of information that you need to tend to with extraordinary care.
Okay?
So your well-being is real, real important for you to be able to get this. And, you know, in retrospect, it might have looked like that you spent a lot of time trying to get results, and then you it's almost like you've been spinning and coming back to the square one. But now it's time for this, between you nurturing yourself and your self-awareness, it's going to just finally open up for you. So you got to be ready to embrace this. And I'm looking at these other cards for you, and Lisa's just telling me you have a lot of talent in different areas. Is that right?
Yeah, I have a few talents.
Mhm, mhm. Because spiritually, on these cards, one, two, three, four. You pulled four spiritual cards also, and a lot of strength is coming from you. All right, so you're going to be able to manipulate and move things how you want them to be. But you have to be real receptive of what it's supposed to be, okay? So rather than trying to make it happen, once it starts to happen, you're going to have the strength to work with it. And also, this card came up for somebody else that is coming up for you about it's time for you to really go within, and listen to messages you're being given and keep your eyes open because nature is going to present it to you, which you're supposed to do real soon. So just keep your eyes open. You're going to see it really fast. So don't get too tired and make sure you stay hydrated. All right?
The hydration thing has always been a problem for me. I'm trying.
Yeah, it's real important right now. This coconut water is really good, too, so that might help you. But you really need to drink a lot of water right now. So, and especially this time of the year, but even more so, because this is going to keep your body really balanced. The water right now is the stuff you're about to receive. So, all right, I'm going to turn you over to Adam because I don't want to run out of time without hearing from him. Thank you, Lisa. Call me or, you know, artistpsychic@gmail.com.
You got it.
Thank you. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Lisa, I am picking up a relationship that's going through some transition. I don't know what's the basic relationship, whether it's a romantic intimacy, your marriage, or your guru, or whoever is your spiritual leader. But it is, I don't know if that's something recently, whether it was a trip or whether it was some other catalyst, but something has changed the dynamic of this relationship when it came up to maybe pay attention to it. Not that it may be negative, not that it may be positive, but it's just to know that there's a different dynamic that's going on right now that needs to be paid attention to and recognized in either an appreciation form or just how to gauge your behavior as far as in the role of teacher versus learner or student versus teacher. But some dynamics and roles have been shifting. And you may be aware of it, you may not be aware of it, but it does look like you want to just accept, really truly accept, whatever the change and the transition is happening between you and this dynamic. The point of this reading is just saying accept it, because you're just going through a transformation, but this relationship is going to be one that may be shocking to you or may not be shocking to you, but the dynamics that's changing and transitioning very fast could cause you frustration. It could cause you some type of disappointment, but there's no need for it too. And I don't think it will. I think you just need to be aware that this is just a natural byproduct that's happening in your life. Does that make sense to you, Lisa?
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, my friend. Well, thank you for sharing your Friday night with us, and I hope you and Patsy connect so I can also hear about your stories and experiences down and where you were traveling and that experience. So keep us updated and have a great night.
Hey, you too, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're very welcome. Okay, Patsy, looks like we are out of time. The show goes by so fast when we're having so much fun. But before we go, Pastor, I want to know, what is your conclusion when it comes to kindness, and how can you summarize what we heard tonight in our conversation?
Well, what I have to say is the person that's the most outrageous is the person that's the most generous, because they give us the opportunity to turn up our love.
Wow, that is... I love every time you remind me of that. The person who's acting the most outrageous is the person who has been the most generous, because they're giving you an opportunity to turn up the love. Wow. That's so amazing. That's so beautiful.
And it is, Adam. And, you know, I like to think of it, when you see somebody that's acting like a jerk or doing something crazy, I go, that's Jesus in one of his marvelous disguises.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful, Patsy. That's beautiful. I have to remember that. That's so beautiful.
Oh, I always say that, and it lets me say that to people, to be kinder to people. Thank you so much.
That is awesome. Patsy, thank you for sharing your Thursday with me. Thank you for sharing your Thursday with all of us, audience. This has been a beautiful show. Thank you all who attended and joined us, and we look forward to joining with you next week here on the Blog Talk Radio. Remember, be kind, find a kind act to do to someone, and choose to be kind and compassionate, and we can change the world and raise the vibration of this planet. God bless you all. Have a great night, everybody.
Night, night.